Michel Malachim Sweet is French, she made special for Marath Shiyu, and Schus Rus Victoria Bastila Ravida, and Yochevit Fege Bas Michal Bas Shabbat Israel, Tano Rabbanon, Stein Kyochasam Vishlish Safilu Tefach. Two walls have to be Kahalacha, proper sized walls. And the third wall can be even a Tefach. It doesn't have to be any wider than a tefach. The Tur, Siman Tav Reish Lamed, writes that the din of the Defanos HaSukkah have to be Shtaim kihochasan, and shlish is afilu tefach. They have to be two kehalacha, and the third can be even a tefach. Now, there's a din in the Mishnah that you need to have three walls, and the Torah never mentioned that you have to have three walls. He just says they have to be proper walls, two a kehalacha, and three a tefach, third even a tefach, but it doesn't say it has to have three walls. So it would appear pashut that you don't have to mention the din of the Mishnah that it needs three walls, because the Torah opened up and the Torah said that they have to be asuyas karoy b'shi'ura m'binyanim. They have to have the proper shear and the proper number. And then he brings the brice of shtayim kilchasam v'shis tafilu tefach. So he's explaining b'serach dvarav that we require shalosh tefanos like the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you require three walls. So by the Torah saying that the walls have to be asuyas karoy b'shi'ura m'binyanim, and then saying two kilchas and three afilu a tefach, so that shows you that the minyan is three walls, that you need three walls. So you might say that mitzad pashtus lashon ha-mishnah, it would appear that we need a shir shalim, and we need a full seven tefachim for all the three walls, and that the third wall can't be a tefach. That would appear pashtus lashon ha-mishnah. But then the Braisa was mechadesh that that's not the correct understanding. Because the Braisa says, yeah, the Mishnah says you need three walls, but the third can even be a tefach. And if that's true, then you don't need to mention the din of the Mishnah. Because really the Braisa is explaining the Mishnah. In the Mishnah you would think you need three proper walls. And the Braisa is saying not like that, so the Torah just went with the Braisa. And the Torah didn't mention the din of the Mishnah, that you need three walls. So, the Rambam, interestingly enough, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Sukkah and Halacha Beis, writes, Sukkah she'ein bo shalosh defanos. That is, Sukkah that doesn't have three walls. Hayu la shtei defanos gemur zu b'tzad zu. You have two complete walls, this and next to this. Oise doifen she'yesh b'rochvoi. Yeser al tefach. So he makes a third wall that's a little bit more than a tefach. So before the Rambam brings the din of the Braisa, that the shlishis require, the shlishis can even be a tefach, he opens up with the Mishnah that you need to have three walls. That's what the Rambam says. That if a sukkah has to have three walls, what's the lashon of the Rambam there? Sukkah she'en la shalosh tefanos psula. So the Rambam begins that if the sukkah doesn't have three walls, it's pasul. And then the Rambam says that Hayu lo shtei defanos gemur zu b'tzad zu k'min gam. So it's like the like an L shape. So, and the third one is a little bit more of a tefach, and it's within three tefachim, it's kosher. So the Rambam did bring this halacha that you need three walls. So we wanted to suggest in the Torah that he didn't have to mention that you need three walls, because the Mishnah seems to say you need three proper walls. And the Brice is motzi the Mishnah Mipshuto and says the third wall doesn't have to be proper size, it can even be a tefach. So why mention the Mishnah when the Brice just tells us the correct pshat? The Mishnah you might misunderstand. The only problem is that the Rambam himself does bring that a sukkah needs three walls. Sukkah shein ba shelosh tefanos psula. He says the sukkah doesn't have three walls is no good, But if it has two walls and then a third one is a tefach, it's beseder. So before he brings the din of the paraisa that the third one can even be a tefach, he opens up the din of the Mishnah that if the sukkah doesn't have three walls, it's pasul, not like the tool. So, Maika Mashmalan Bazeh, what is the Rambam teaching us by telling us, by starting off, that you need three walls? If you tell me, like the Torah writes, that Shtayim Kehochasam Vashishta Filu Tefach, so you know that you need a minimum of three walls. If the third wall has to be a minimum of a Tefach, obviously that's counted as a wall, and therefore you learn the din that you need three walls. Ve'ayin b'peirush ha-mishnayis la-harambam b'tchilas m'sech ha-sukkah writes, d'l'zu ha-sukkah shalosh tzuhois ha-rishon ha-shayil ha-gimu k'salim g'muhois. So he says the three tzuhois to a sukkah, and the first one is that it has three complete walls. So the Rambam established among the form, the proper form of the sukkah, where it has three complete walls, and then afterwards, only afterwards, hevi la'ot tzurah, he brings another tzurah, that the shlishis is even a tefach. So mevor midivrei Rambam, that even after it says in the Braisa that shtayim kihilchasam v'shlish tafilu tefach, nevertheless, there's a different surah, b'fnei atzma, of shalosh defanais shleimos. So what we have in front of us now is that the Torah doesn't manage anything about having three proper walls, but the Rambam seems pretty insistent that that's an important for us to know, that you need three proper walls. So let's see what we can do with this, and this is what based on the Torah of Moreno HaGoyin Rufokons L'Shlita. So it emerges then that the Rambam doesn't hold like the Torah, but rather he holds that the Chiddush, that the Shlishis can be even a Tefach, is not a Gili Milsa Be'alma, but that's the Yesod HaDin of Shalosh Tefanos that we require for a Sukkah, that for the third wall, the whole Iker Din is that it requires a Tefach. That's not the Pshat, it's not a Gili Milsa, that the whole, all the third wall requires a Tefach, and Kol Shekin, that more works. But rather, the Fi Rambam, Yesh Kan Din Mechudash, Shezeh Nachon Shedin HaSukkah, Shetzarich Shalosh Tfanot. In other words, the Sukkah requires three complete walls. Nevertheless, there's a Chiddush in Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that it's a Sukkah Ksheira, through the fact that the Shlishis is a Tefach, and this is Meduyak in the Rambam B'chibur, Shehu Mevi Adin, Shevishtei Tfanot Kemin Gam, Sheoseh Dofen, Sheyesh Bo Rochpo Yeter Al Tefach, V'chulei V'dio. The Rambam says in the Chibur, in the Yad HaChazaka, that this is in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. That's the Rambam we saw before. Sukkah she'ein la shalosh tefanos psula. Hayu la shtei tefanos. Hayu la shtei tefanos gemuros. Zoi b'tzad zoi kemin gan. Oise doifen sheyesh b'roch bo yeser al tefach. Umamido b'pochus mishloisha. Samuch le'echot mishtei adefanos v'dayoi. So the Rambam here says that you need three walls. You have two walls that are complete walls, and you make a third wall. A little bit more broad than a tefach, a little wider than a tefach, and you put it within three tefachim of one of the walls, that would be enough. You hear that, sweet friends? That would be enough. So what's the Rambam telling us? So it's meduyek b'divrei Rambam that the shlishis afilu tefach is not because that's the shi'ur and the din of the third wall, that it could be even a tefach, but rather, that's enough, that's sufficient. That's a sukkah kshera also. Now, that's not the ikar din of the third wall. But rather, that's sufficient. It's sufficient to have a wall that's even a tefach, but that's not the ikar din of the third wall. In the Sigand of Zayin, it says, in the name of Rova, v'tzricho nami tzuras ha-pesach, this third wall also requires, it's only a tefach, requires a tzuras ha-pesach. And the Torah, after he brings this din, that shlishis afilu tefach, writes the din of rova, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach. And the Rambam writes that you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach mipnei she'ein la shalosh defanos, because it doesn't have three walls. So it would appear that the Torah holds that we learn Shlishis Afilu Tefach. That means that that's the Iker Din Doifin Shlishis of a Sukkah, that it's even a Tefach. And if so, the Din of Rova, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach, is an independent Din. It's not Shaykh to the Din of the Doifin Shlishis Tefach. Mitzad the Din of the Doifin Leichoser Midi, we're not lacking anything. Mitzad the Din of the Doifin. But in addition, there's a Din Bifnei Atzmo that you need a Tzuras HaPesach. That's all according to the Tur. However, according to the Rambam holds that Mi'ikar HaDin, you require a full wall, a complete wall. And there was a Chiddush that the Hechsher Sukkah can be Ayidei Din Tefach V'diyai. And therefore, the Rambam holds that the Din of Rova, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not just another Din that's required for this Sukkah, Tzuras HaPesach. Rather, shekol ikaro mishum hashlama liikar hadin. This is hashlam of the ikar hadin. The ikar hadin is that you require a complete wall. We allow you to have the dioy. It's enough for you to have a wall that's even a tefach. But in order to complete that, you need a tzuras haPesach as well. Uveperush haMishnah katav veOmram she'ein la gimel dfanot perusho shu shnei haktalim gmurim. As mevoar mitvarav, shahabraita shashtaim kilchatam vishlish tafilu tefach, hihi perush haMishnah, shetzarich shalosh tfanot. Ulefi dvareinu bedat haRambam, vchein mitvarav gufu perush haMishnayot lechora eino ken, shein habraita mishum gilui beperush hadin shel gemot tfanot. So the Rambam in the perush haMishnah says that it says in the Gemara that if it doesn't have three defanos, then it's still enough. You can have she'en ve'omram she'en la gimel defanos. In other words, it says in the Mishnah that if it doesn't have three defanos, it's pasul. Perushoi. What is the perush of three defanos? Says the Rambam. So the Rambam says the perush of three defanos are two walls that are complete walls. And the third one is even a tefach and a mashil. Tefach and a little bit, and then you have lavud, and everything is cool, and you have a third wall. So you see a big chiddush here in the Rambam, that the braisa of shtayim kehilchasam v'shisa filu tefach is a perush on the Mishnah. It's a perush on the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says you need three walls, what does three walls mean? That the third one is a tefach. But based on our understanding of the Rambam until now, and also mitvar of gufa beperush haMishnayis, the words that we saw in the Rambam himself in the perush haMishnayis that we saw earlier. And the Rambam brings three tsurais of a sukkah, and one surah is shlish tafil tefach, one surah is three complete defanos. So the Rambam holds there are two different inyanim over here. There's one inyan of the third one being a complete wall, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. And then you have the chiddush of the Braisa, that the third can be even a tefach. But the Braisa is not a perish in the Mishnah. Yet you see in the perish of Mishnah is not like that. And what we quoted now, the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that you need three defanos, otherwise it's possible. And the Rambam says, what's three defanos? Two, kehochasan, and the third, afilu a tefach. So you see that the Braisa is a perush on the Mishnah. It is a gilui that that's pshat in the Mishnah. So that's l'cha'oira. However, we read the Rambam in the Yad, in his Chibu, and the Rambam says that this third wall that's only a tefach needs a tzuras haPesach. Why does it need a tzuras haPesach? Because that's what makes it into a doifen. The Rambam says, "V'tzorich la'asus la'tzuras haPesach mipnei she'ein la shalosh tfanos gemurois." You have to make a tzuras haPesach because it doesn't have three complete walls. So the tzuras haPesach makes it into a third wall. So now we're going back and we're saying, no, that it's not pshat that the Braisa isn't explaining the Mishnah. The Braisa is explaining the Mishnah that this shlish tafilu tefach is a doifen shlema because you have a tzura sapesach. So that's another tzura of a doifen shlema. One is a regular doifen shlema, another one is with a tzura sapesach. So that is the pshat in the Rambam, that the Braisa will be a perish on the Mishnah, because in Achinami, the Rambam holds that the correct tzura of a sukkah is that you have three defined shleimos, but one way to achieve that is by making the third a tefach and having a tzura as a pesach, like we saw in the Chibur. But the Rambam says in the Yad that the third one can be a tefach, and then you make a tzura as a pesach, which makes it a defined shleimos. So now we understand pshat, that the Rambam says at the beginning, sukkah she'ein lo shalosh defanos psula. That's the Ikar HaDin. The Ikar HaDin is that you need three proper walls. And that's the Ikar HaDin of the Mishnah. If it doesn't have three proper walls, it's possible. That's a liba de emes. And the din of the Mishnah is b'mkoyma yoyme. And the din of shlish is afilu tefach is just another oifen, she is skying the sukkah hadin to shelish the fanes gemuris. That's just another form of having three complete walls. One way you can have three complete walls is the Mishnah's three complete walls, a regular classical three complete walls. And another way of having three complete walls is by having a shlishi safilu tefach, and then having a tzura sapesach, and in that way you get your three complete walls. V'yisoid machlokes hatur v'harambam v'zenirah mevurah mitoch divrehem. So what tak is the machlokes between the tur and the Rambam? The tur writes sheyu asurim karoy b'shiuram uv'minyanam v'snan shnayim kehilchasa shlishis afilu tefach. So they have to be done with the right shiur and the right minyan. They have to have the right amount. And what is that? Two kehilchasan, and the third, even a tefach. So we see from the tool that he explains that shtayim kehilchasan means that it needs a proper shiur. Shtayim kehilchasan b'shiur shiva tefachim. And that we were mechadesh, that shlishis afilu tefach, with soinai leimar, that the shiur of the doifen hashlish is the tefach, as the Torah says, that it has to be karoy b'shiuram. So what's the shiur? What's the amount? The amount is two kehilchasan, and the third even a tefach. U'memeila sover hatur she... Mikaimim, Ikar Din HaMishnah, that you need. Three defanais with this braisa of Shtayim Kehilchasan, Veshlish Tafilu Tefach. Because these are the Shi'urei HaDefanais. So the Torah doesn't have to mention the Mishnah, because the braisa is a parshanut of the Mishnah. You need, the Mishnah says you need three walls, and what's the proper shear of three walls? Two kehilchasan, and the third even a tefach. So the Tur doesn't have to mention the Mishnah, because the Braisa is the proper interpretation of the Mishnah. However, the Rambam writes shiyula shtei defanos gemurois. It has to have two complete walls. So we see from this that the shtayim kehilchasan of the Braisa is not a sheer doifen klal. It's not a sheer in the doifen. The Torah holds it's a sheer in the doifen. But the doifen has to be seven tfachim, two tfanos, and then the third one, the sheer, is a tefach. That's the way the Torah learns. But the Rambam learns that it has to have two tfanos gemurois, which means that it's not a sheer here. It's a halacha that we require two defanos gemurois for shlemos, two complete walls. And memela, the din of shlishis was mischadesh, that Sof Sof, there's no Dofen Gemura. That's the Chiddush of the Shlishis. Even though there's no Dofen Gemura, it's still considered a Dofen. So we see from the Braisa that it's true in the Mishnah you see that you need three complete walls. Nevertheless, it's enough to have that the third is even a Tefach. And so is Lehejah Barambam in Tzuras HaPesach, because it doesn't have three defanas gemurois. Rambam says, "Bitzarech lasus tzuas haPesach, mepnei she'ein lo shalosh defanas gemurois." It has to have a tzuras haPesach because it has to have three complete walls, and the tzuras haPesach is a hashlama. So the shlishis afilu tefach is a kiyum of the Mishnah, but a bitzura mechudeshet, often mechudash. According to the Torah, it's a pashta kiyum of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says three walls, and the Torah says there's a shear of three walls. Two is kehelpas on seven tefachim, and the third is even a tefach. So the braisa is a pashta kiyum of the Mishnah. The Rambam will be learning, no, that the braisa is also explaining the Mishnah, but it's explaining a new kiyum of Divrei HaMishnah. In the Mishnah, you need, strictly speaking, three complete walls. And then the Bryce is telling you, you know, another way to accomplish this third wall, these three walls, to achieve these three walls, by making it Tzuras HaPesach. So the Rambam holds that even after the Chiddush of the Bryce, that Shlishis Afilu Tefach, the Iker Din HaMishnah Lo Yizozah Mimukoyma, the Iker Din of the Mishnah is to have three Tfanois Shlemois. And the only thing is that God is nice to us, He makes it easy. The way to achieve three Tfanois Shlemois is the Lomdash of three Tfanois Shlemois, with the Tzuras HaPesach. But that's a Kiyum Divrei HaMishnah Bo'efin Mechudash. In a new and novel way, according to the Torah, the Shtayim Kehilchasam V'Shlish Tafilu Tefach is the Etzem Kiyum Divrei HaMishnah. That's all you need. You need a Shear of Tfanois. And what's the proper Shear of Tfanois? Two seven tefachim, and the third afilu a tefach. Okay, we have a lot more to talk about. It's a beautiful analysis of the Rambam, Siat Dishmaya. We have a lot more to say at the sugya. It's mamish velts to talk about, and mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully, in the next shiur, we will continue and see more and more neflos mitzvahs Hashem. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.